Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's up, Black Reporter?
Where you at?
I don't know. I swear I was sitting up here and I was ready for the show, people. I'm telling you no lie. I was ready for the show. I was sitting up here. I was actually early. I was half an hour early. So while I was waiting for the time to run down, I happened to click on a website that has some interesting news in it. And then I just started reading all different types of music, news, right? So
and getting into it.
Yeah, I got all into it. Then I looked down. I said, wait a minute. And I looked at the clock. I'm like, oh, shit, it already started. I was really into this. Okay, the first thing I read was a
Before you do that, good evening.
Good evening, right.
Yeah.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
Good evening, Rush Art. And to all our folks out there, hopefully you'll be joining us as we move through the night. If you're listening to us right now, don't forget, the phone number is 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320.
Yes. Thank you very much. Hold on. Okay, there we go. All right, so I was reading these stories, and I got all caught into it. The first story I read, a mom was gambling, was in a casino, while her car is being repossessed. Wait, that's not the kicker, but her 11-year-old son was asleep in the car.
Oh, my God.
Right. The repo man realized the kid was in the car, and he actually dumped them off at the nearest gas station, which was miles away from where the mom was. Right, see? That's why I got caught up, like, word. And that even wasn't the kicker. This man in South Memphis, a man was 37-year-old man, was charged with allegedly raping his 57-year-old mother.
Huh?
Right. It's his mom. Yes, his mom. They didn't release his face and they didn't release his name because then they'll know who the victim was. So,
we're talking about his real mom, not his stepmom.
Right, his real mother. His real mother. He was allegedly charged with raping his 57-year-old mom. And, you know, he's behind bars right now. He's in the jail on $500,000 bond. And right. And they lied. Like, they said they'd never seen a case like this, where an adult rapes another adult, let alone his own mother. Like, you normally hear cases of adult men or women raping children or, you know, sexually children, but never adults. Supposedly, he asks her to come into the room to hold the table while he changes a light bulb on the ceiling, and then he came up behind her and raped her.
Oh, my God.
So,
my God.
Right. So that's what I was doing, folks. I was reading up on stuff like that, like, really? And I just happened to lose track of time. But anyway, we are here. We are ready for the show. Once again, the number to call in is 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. And you know, we are definitely ready to start the show. So, Black Reporter,
Yes, ma'am.
How was your weekend?
Oh, weekend was wonderful. And I'm waiting for someone special to come in into the room so I can dog them. I'm waiting for my buddy from Wisconsin to come into the room. So and this is some football. I mean, you know, she and her Green Bay Packers barely got by the Minnesota Vikings, while my New Orleans Saints just stomped the Indianapolis Colts 62-7. And it's like, you got to talk about my team, and this is on national TV on Sunday night. So I'll wait till my girl comes in the room. And my other girl, Miss Gwendolyn, is going to be here with me later on, and so will Lady C.
Okay. So, All right. We got the 856 in the building. As soon as, okay, 856 is in the building right now. You know how to pull the coal out
the
of
one,
a lot of people.
The one, the only, blessed child.
And the crowd goes wild. Ooh, what is that? What is that?
We
give you that
gave you a shout out,
you,
and then, oh, what's up?
Right. What's up,
Les? What's good, man? You know, I'm in zone 8 right now.
You're in zone 8? Oh, okay. Making sure I'm not wrong with you.
Okay.
So good. So, what's new, Les? How was your weekend?
Every weekend I get to see, man, it's good for me.
Right. You and Princess spend time this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive me crazy, but yeah, you know.
Nothing crazy.
Drive me crazy.
Okay.
Max, I got a question for you. Are you part of the new group that just changed again?
Yeah.
Tell Crush what's been happening.
What?
Huh?
Tell Crush what's been happening with our group. The one that was rated
group?
R. Huh?
Yeah, it was rated R. It was rated R first.
Mm-hmm.
It changed up, man, but I gotta respect it, man. Nah, man.
Yeah, so do I. And, you know, I have no qualms with it. It's just, it's throwing a lot of people for a loop. Rated R, it originally started Rated R, and what was the extra part of the name? Rated R, and there was another little piece of the name, I can't remember what it was. But
Rated R Superstar.
It was, Rated R what?
Superstars.
Okay, Rated R Superstars. And it had your normal poses that you normally find in a group like that and everything. And it was actually a little bit more than Rated R.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine and dandy and everything. And then, was it Saturday evening, Sunday evening, or Sunday during the day that changed? Someone changed the name of the group to the Holy Bible. I kid you not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who left the group en masse. But there are a lot of us who said, now, wait a minute. And I just recently said this today in the group. I said, okay, I'm black. I'm proud to be black. Catholic and very sensual, and I guess that's probably why I'm a Gemini.
Mm.
You know, we've all got that in us, and to say that you're above anybody else because you're religious, or that you don't have that in you. It's just that one. It's just one.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this to the crush earlier, and she said that's a whole nother show.
That's a whole other can right there. I couldn't grasp that. I mean, I don't know what I would even begin to, you know. I'm on Facebook. I'm in a lot of groups. People add me to groups I don't even know that I'm a member of until it pops up, somebody posted on. And, you know, sometimes those little raunchy groups, like you even see our groups, I don't really post that much on here. Especially, you know, the nude pics and stuff like that. It gets tiring after a while, you know.
Yeah.
So, and for her to change it to the Holy Bible, that's just controversy written all over it. You know, like, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Not really, man. Because people, like I said, it's not really, because God works in mysterious ways, man. God can change your life in the spare of a moment. Feel me?
Exactly.
We could say this and we could say that, man. It's probably something that she went through that God got through to make her want to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? When God calls you, man, some answer and reply to it, some ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it's really controversy because, like I said, man, like a spare moment, anything can happen, anything can change, man.
Well, let me ask you, in the midst of the group, is it still with the same content as far as, you know, posting of the pics and stuff like that? Has the content changed as well? Or is it, you know?
Yeah, the whole content changed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's decreased a lot.
Uh-oh.
And I think a lot of people are kind of scared to now because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll be the first to admit that, you know, I would, you know, I am blessed with all the medical stuff that I've been through and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the thing is, I'm still going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be the freak that I am no matter what. But I've also got to recognize that God has me here on this earth, and that I, you know, that I love the Lord. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you see though that as two divergent situations that shouldn't be put together in the same group, that's up to you. You know, that's your opinion. Everybody's got an opinion, and you're entitled to yours. So,
her whole contact, she was administrator in my other group. I got an all female group.
Mm-hmm.
She was administrator in there. She hit me up in the inbox. You know what I mean? Thanks for the opportunity for being administrator, but I can't do that no more because I'm trying to change my life around.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it back in the inbox. You know, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. So it's like, you never know, man. So we all, some people got that caller, some answers, some don't.
Yep. Amen. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What? That's what I'm after about.
Oh, no. Okay.
Tell us what got up, and excuse me for this line, but tell us what got up in your nose that you decided to go with online dating.
All right. So, I've been lonely, and in the midst of my loneliness, I did something. I reverted back to 2003, and I called the big girl chat line. You know, it's like Lava Life. You leave your message, and you leave a profile, and people hit you up. you know, y'all talk, the guys got to pay the ladies for free, one of those type of things. So I called recently, and I left my little profile up there. Will you tell you my name?
What is
my
it?
My name is Tropicana.
Like the orange juice.
Right. Like the orange. But it is the people like that. I called in. I let it sit for a few days. I called back. Like, he had 15 messages. I'm like, well, damn. So.
Wait. How many? 15?
15.
Okay.
Like, after, like, 24 hours, it was like, he had 15 messages. I'm like, well, God damn.
Okay.
All right. So, in the midst of me talking to one of the guys, he told me that he's been calling, you know, off and on for years as well, and the majority of the women that he hear happen to be senior citizens. You know, they're up in age, like 60
mm-hmm.
and plus and stuff like that, and he just had bad experiences with meeting them. You know, girls would order up the menu, fill the table up with food, and then go out with two doggy bags. I'm like, really? You know,
okay.
So I'm just wondering, what is it possible? My question is it possible to find, well, not even is it possible, can it really lead to true love or happiness? I mean, the first round, I did when I first got on. I'm actually still friends with a few of the people that I actually met physically off there. I'm still good friends with them. You know, we still change numbers. We still meet up. They come visit me. We go out, stuff like that. So I'm still good friends with them. So,
okay.
You know, but it didn't lead to nothing as far as, like, marriage or, you know, love or happiness, but is it true, like, when you see all these, the TV ads, and you see all these success stories online and stuff like that? I mean, is it real, or is it just advertising?
Well, I am 75% toward being a testimonial, okay? I say 75% because we are three-quarters of the way getting into stuff, and, you know, but when I told you guys that I was engaged,
mm-hmm.
Gwen,
mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason that, and we met on a chat line, okay,
mm-hmm.
We met on a chat line, and we officially met face-to-face on Labor Day weekend, and we love being with each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine who gave me a ride to a place said, damn, Francis, can I stay? And I said, no, that's my woman. And the situation is, with my situation was the fact that we were identical in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of personal ways that I really don't want to go into right now.
Right.
But I had a inkling of what she had been through personally in her family because I had been through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had thought that nobody would want me because of my health issues. And here I find a woman online who is thinking the same thing about her because Gwen has gone through 4 bypass surgeries.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when she tells men that, they normally hang up. Just like I tell people about my 3 brain surgeries and the fact that I no longer drive and that I've got health issues, they normally hang up. Or the most that could ever happen would be friends, be phone friends.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's gone a little bit further than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we still got a lot to see about, but you know, I think that that's a possibility.
Okay. Interesting. I see we got some other people with their hands up coming into the building. So let me go ahead and get to the 718-827. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's your name or your phone call?
Yeah, this be your boy Stevie B from here a while.
Stevie B.
The man.
All right. Yes, we also got to bring the 225 in the area. Is that Miss Parker?
Hi. Miss Parker.
Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're talking about online dating, and my question is...
Wait. Crush, before we go any further, I should inform you that he already laughed. He knows what I'm about to say. That is... your in-house expert.
That's my in-house expert.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
The lady from the 225.
Uh-huh.
Ask her anything you want.
She's in-house.
That is your in-house expert.
Okay. All right. Well, before we do that, let me go ahead and bring in also John from Ohio in the 614. Hi, John, Ohio.
How you doing, huh?
How are you?
Good evening, John.
Hey, what's up, Black Reporter?
I'm cool.
The question you talk about online dating has its good points and bad points. If you can find somebody you like, but make damn sure they post a photo, because you might get something you might not want. No question in point. I got an ex-girlfriend. Well, currently she lives in New York, and you're in New York, aren't you, LaCrosse?
Huh?
Your show? You're based out of, your show's from New York, eh?
What?
Because my friend, I'd like to say a holler since we're on this topic. My girlfriend who is living in New York, her name is Doreen Austin. If anybody knows it, just tell her to call the show. She'll love it. She's a real freak. Trust me.
So,
no, but on, it is. It can be a real trip. You can,
let me make you laugh real quick, because as I was on my way to meet my fiance Gwen for the first time, my friend who was giving me the ride kept saying, "Well, Francis, you know, sometimes it doesn't ever work out for the best, you know, just be patient and go with what you know and everything." And don't expect perfection the first time you meet her, and it will take some time to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
When we got there to her house, like I said, she was asking if he could stay with me and see her. And I said, that's mine.
You got her phone number?
Mine. I don't share phone numbers.
Okay, so that's true. Okay, I don't know. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I've met guys over the chat line. I've seen guys, you know. I've actually went up to the Concord, the Bronx, New York, a whole other borough to meet a guy, and he didn't
run
tell
up to me.
He didn't tell me till I was a block away that he was blind.
Oh my God!
Shit,
man.
A real blind lady.
Right, he was really blind. Like he had the dog and everything, but he didn't tell me.
Oh hell no!
Till he was a block away, I was wondering why he wouldn't meet me where he needed to meet me. He told me, you know, I don't know nothing about the Bronx, so. But anyway,
would that be considered a blind date?
Yes, that's exactly what it was considered, blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm trifling. I'm a trifling date because I went in his kitchen and I turned all his food around.
The ultimate in trifling.
That was just payback for making
ultimate in trifling.
Right, I'm like, because I went in the kitchen and I turned all of the cages around. Like, are you really blind? And I started rearranging shit. But he's like,
it can have a good, it can have a bad, but at the same time is majority of them are gonna be bad dates. The only reason why I say that because a female and a male, they choose to go after certain people.
Yeah.
They go after certain people because they look this way or I look this way. Talk to them first, get to know them. The ones that you really want to get to know, get ignored. The ones that you want to talk to.
One thing I realize is that there are some people that just lie from the beginning. They just lie. Like, they lie about the stupidest stuff. You can ask them what color the sky is, and they'll tell you it's purple. Lying just to lie. And I just don't understand. That's what I can't understand about it. It's like, you know, you talk to this guy, y'all been talking for a couple of weeks, y'all finally go ahead and sit down, y'all meet up, and he lied. You know, he lied. You get a phone call from his wife, that's happened to me. You know, his full name is Robert Johnson, it's Robert Moore, and the phone that the lady name that come up is not his sister, it's his wife. He got her
his mother.
Kid. Right,
but
he
you
got
know how you catch him out? Kid. You know how you catch him out there? He's all out there smart because they say he's dealing with Facebook.
Yeah.
One thing I know about people that lie is something that you gotta remember, the truth is always going to be there. So you can go on different pages. You're going to catch him out there because he's going to say one thing on this page. You're going to say another thing on this quote. You just got to sit back. You got to pay.
Yeah.
You got to sit back and absorb and pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You say the email stuff they send you. You say the email and you can push it back. So you said this. I had one told me his daughter was 19, then he wanted me to do something. Oh, she's only 12. I said, hold up. When she went from 19 to 12, you got one daughter. Now she's 12. You told me she was 19. Oh, she couldn't do this. And I said,
Right.
But you from state to state to meet somebody. I went from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Houston, Texas.
Oh,
wow.
No,
I ain't never
been. Ladies, please, gotta tell this story.
What story?
Huh?
Right, we both asked your story.
No.
You always tell me about
it,
right, ladies? See, always tell me about it.
Give me what story. You know which one?
The trip.
The trip to Texas?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it was a crazy trip. I caught the bus. I took the 8-hour ride. Got the hotel room and everything. They was running late now, and they showed up, and, you know, we had been talking for like 5 months, maybe 6 months. Okay, well, you come on. He was so-called from New Orleans. Okay, I'll come see you, because he had a little boy, and he couldn't find a babysitter that's going to keep him for the whole weekend, so I'll come there. Okay. We're going to Tampa. Yeah. Okay. I get to the hotel and everything, and I call him. Okay, coming, da-da-da-da. You know what the plan is. You know, we ate. He got something. He brought it there. We ate in the room. We did the do-do-do. Then, no sooner the phone rings, oh, my child needs me to come home because he won't go to sleep without me there. Where they do that at? You ain't never left your child alone?
Where they do that at?
Hello?
Yeah, we still here.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on some. Hold on.
So he's sitting there.
I got you on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
He's trying to tell me he got to go put his child to sleep. He had to come to the hotel. I'm sitting there. I called. He couldn't answer the phone or nothing. all of a sudden he's sitting there at the phone. He so-called was staying with his cousin. Now, you and your cousin stay together, and the baby stay there. The cousin ain't never put the baby to sleep before. You know, he never fucking said, oh, it was my ex-wife that came by, and I had to go check her out.
Ex-wife.
I tell you, no, I don't get it. I've had guys come, like I've told y'all before, I don't hide nothing from the show. I've had guys come here, and their feet stink. Oh, man. Ooh. Like, they got mad at me. We can go on and on with our online dating stories, but if you want to join the conversation, by all means, give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Did I say that right? Okay.
Well, that's
right
just
now,
like the ones who only want to text you. They can't talk. They can just text. Why would they have a conversation talking?
Right, I don't do that. I just blocked somebody down for that. They kept texting me the stupid shit. I hate that stuff. I don't like the texting. Right, I don't like the texting. I don't want your dick pic. Like, don't send me a dick pic. You can hold that to yourself.
No, but then when I send it, you send it to you, stand in front of the mirror naked. Don't have me on the list with 10 other women.
No, I don't want to do all that.
If you can't send one person, don't send it. Now, what if I reply to all of them and say, look, he sent you the same picture he sent me? You know?
Well, what about the dudes that actually use somebody else's pic?
Thank you.
The dudes that actually...
Tell them put the date on their my pic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is that you? I don't care. Send me a picture. No, you saw my picture. You don't see with her. Well, how you look? I look the same.
Right.
You see all of this in person, not on no text.
Mm-hmm. That's the dumb part right there. That's the most stupid thing ever right there.
What?
If you trying to see somebody, why are you going to send a dumb picture that's not you?
Right.
Yep.
How would you do that?
I don't understand that.
That don't make no sense.
And I know the guys go through it a lot with the ladies sending pictures of, you know, people not themselves, but that's what I'm not understanding. Like, I'm not, like, you just lie just to lie. Like, there's no basis behind it. Like, if you trying to meet up or if you trying to make new friends, y'all want to do different things, and, you know, why would you do that? Then another side is when the ladies go out on these dates, and they get caught out there. For whatever reason, it don't work out, he leaves or whatever, and they don't have money to pay for their meal or they don't have money to get home. Like, I would never set myself up like that. That's something.
A lot of people set themselves up there because they discuss you on Facebook or a party line or something like that. You got to realize when you're on Facebook, you on a party line where people can't actually see you or know your life.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the biggest drug dealer. You could be a promoter for Puffy. You could be a big superstar. You could make up anything because motherfuckers don't know your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of females fall for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of males fall for that too.
Exactly. A lot of males fall for the same thing. It's like, you gotta realize, man, you on these party lives and Facebook like that, man, you gotta really do your research. If you don't do your research, you're gonna be caught up.
The chat line
was the beginning of all of that. Because when you're on the chat line, it's the same thing. And the chat line is worse because you don't see the person. All you hear is voices. So when you hear voices, and then you got some females that got that good voice, and you get all caught up in there, and then next thing you know, you be all out there in the open, fool. Like, wow. And it's vice versa. Females go through it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I met a girl off the chat line once. Listen, long as I used to call the chat line, I never had a horrible experience until one time, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I used to hear the stories on the line. I used to be like, well, I ain't never got caught up. I'm good. I got caught up, and it was just horrible. I'm like, damn, it just killed the whole mood.
Right. I think that's what happened to me. Like, I just, it's not even like it killed the mood, but it's just like the spirit died out. I got so fed up and so tired of going through these these I don't know, situations that it just like, you know what, no more. And I stopped like cold turkey. I stopped. I mean, I used to be a real big chat line head. Like, I used to spend hours on the chat line, on the personal ad, on the live chat. I had every number for every city and every state. I had a profile on the chat line website. I was like a real chat line head. Then I had to cut it like cold turkey. Because it was just, I was getting in so much from doing so little. I didn't understand it. I went up to Yonkers. And I had met this girl, and it was like she had invited some people over for the holiday season or whatever, and she had an amputated leg. And so I was like, okay, I'll come up, you know. She invited me up there. I get there. She had no heat.
I know what you're talking about, LaCrosse.
Listen,
barely,
I tell you,
guys,
it was
homeless.
Cold. It was below zero outside, and it felt like a low zero inside. She had no heat.
Barely above homeless.
It was when I tell you Black Quarter, it was crazy. So by the time I got there, she's next door. She's at the next door neighbor house. I go open up their door to let her know that I'm here. It's all toasty in here. Wait, hold up. How you invite somebody over and you go to the next person's house to play cards and you got people in your house freezing half to death?
Because the next door neighbor house was warm.
And then I didn't know any better. The public transportation stops after a certain time up there. Not New York City. It's Westchester's up there. So after a certain time, you can't get back to the public transportation until 6 a.m. So now, I'm stuck up here. And it was, when I say it was horrible, it was such a horrible experience. I had off white stockings on, and I took my shoes off, and my stockings got dirty. The house was the pits. Like, the house was the pits. Like, if I'm not going to clean my house, I will never invite nobody to my house, and I'm a lady in my house like that. I will never purposely invite you over, and I know I'm having a dinner party.
Suffice to say, nobody got none that night.
That's not true.
The story didn't finish.
The story didn't finish. Right? That's not true at all.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty.
Okay, so she has a one bedroom. So the TV and everything was in her bedroom. So we in her bedroom while she's down the hall. We get kicked out the bedroom. We have to sit in the dark of the living room because there's a lamp in there. So we sit in the dark room while she's getting it on. Mind you, I can't leave because I have no way to get back to public transportation.
So,
the other girl that she invited, she's trying to take my coat. She's like, listen, I got this coat right here. I'm wearing a $300 leather. She want me to take my $300 leather and trade her for some coat she got a $10 for. Now listen, ladies, this is not going to happen. It's not. Oh, this coat is nice. Oh, it fits me good, too. Oh, daybreak, about 5 something like that. I know before the sun rose completely, I was out standing in front of the bus stop in below zero temperatures, and I was like, never again, never, ever, 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 ever again. I get back home. 2 hours later, I get back home, and I call the chat line. And all the stories is about me. How the stories about me? She threatened me. I've had her family members call up to me. her daughter's godmother calling me. People calling my phone. All types of mess. Oh man, it was crazy. I was chat lined out. I'm telling you, I was really into it. The guy told people that he had sex with me and my pussy kicked. All types of shit. I'm like, wait a minute. When did all this happen? They're like, oh, my bad. They said you was talking about me. What?
Ooh.
Thank
Ooh.
You. It was crazy.
One thing about the chat line, man, you got a lot of decent people on there, but the ignorance override all that right there.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a lot of talented people from young to old on there that be on there, man.
You remember that, CVB?
Yeah, I remember that.
The chat line
meet
and greet.
Oh. The 40 dudes days.
Right,
that,
the 40
man.
Dudes.
That's the 40 dudes.
Oh, wait. Y'all gotta tell us about this.
Huh?
See, me and the Quest go back for them chat line days.
Right, me and Steve.
So we got some stories for the line.
Right, so we have stories for days. But once again, like 2 or 3 weeks later, you would think I learned my lesson, right? No, I didn't do that. So they had a chat line meet and greet. And 42nd Street, Port Authority. And Port Authority is a bowling alley.
Okay.
So we was like, okay,
I think I heard about this.
Right, we all going to meet up at this bowling alley. You know, we're going to have some fun, da-da-da. You know, no, this is during the summer because I had just came from shopping. So we get to this bowling alley, and there's actually 2 meet and greets going on for 2 different lines. Going on at the same time in the same location. So we all just stand there. Then when you go on to meet somebody, you just stand around looking like, is that them? Should I say something? You got people just coming and standing and posting and looking the slummiest. Sitting up there like, should I say something? Should I say hi? You know, and then I happen to see somebody that I had met, you know, off the line. He rolling there with 2 girls on his arm. One guy comes. He wants to buy out the bar. This is the bowling alley. What are you doing? Like,
he's trying to look special.
Right. He's like, okay, I got this. You know, he's paying for people's games to bowl and everything. Like, the one girl that comes there, she has a wig and a fitted on. I'm like, where they do that at? Why are you guys?
We got
the beefs going on, the fight.
We had the beef going on. One guy came down there, they're going to fight, they're going to do this. When they come down there, they hugging and pounding. Like, what's up, blind? What's going on? It was just bananas. What takes the cake,
not to cut you off, but what takes the cake is you got your chat line squads.
Mm-hmm.
So every squad coming in and claiming they squad and click. And it was just like one big chat line mess.
It was a hot mess. Because now you got the couples as well now. Don't forget about the chat line couples.
Oh, yeah, the chat line couples.
You got the chat line couples. They come and they're going to confess, you know, show their love and all this other stuff. They started arguing about shrimp.
Shrimp.
Right, it's not about shrimp, man.
Please don't tell me that we're talking shrimp of what's not supposed to be shrimp.
Well, you know, the bowling now, they got the fried shrimp, little fast foods or whatever.
Popcorn shrimp, like.
Yeah.
like little popcorn, you know, french fries and stuff like that, chicken nuggets and french fries, and, you know, some people was buying drinks, some people was underage. You know, and you had that one person that's scoping out everybody. You know, like they're gonna report back.
Yeah.
One person who's on the phone on the chat line while he's there. You know, he's reporting everything that's going on right now. You know, then you got the couple the girls that go run into the bathroom. They're gonna go have sex in the bathroom. And then they come out, a pussy stink, but you just ate it in the bathroom. So it was crazy. It was real crazy.
It's ridiculous.
They was like, oh, this girl named Bad Bushka, she was a terror. She terrorized everybody. She came in the end, she had a short wig on, and she had a fitted on top of her wig. And it was like, she was the best looking there, and she was hot. So the style of Babushka just ate some girl's pussy in the bathroom who had no panties on, and she had a tight ass jeans, and it was like she stink. But you know, somebody got a drink thrown in their face. They run out after they get the drink in their face. They run out. They got half the party going after them. It was crazy. Like, Carolina crazy.
Negroes will be Negroes no matter what.
Right, then you're talking about the one guy who had church shoes on and tube socks. We're not even going.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, I remember that. You may think he was the Mac, too.
Y'all leave paranoia alone. Oh, man.
I could be there, man, because I'd be cracking my ass off, man. I'd be cracking on everybody.
That's how you have to be, though. It wound up being just a cracking fest because
They told me I wore a prom dress to the meet and greet.
They say I look like four different people when I went.
Right.
I was looking like five different people. I was looking like one person over here. To know this one say, nah, Suicide looked like that person. I was like five different people.
It was crazy.
Damn. It was ridiculous.
And the thing was, I only went there because somebody told me that I don't come out. I don't, you know, nobody ever shows me. I always hide behind my phone, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I don't. I had met this guy already. He told me when he see me, he was going to slap me. His girlfriend got there first.
He was going to slap you?
Right, he was going to slap me with her, right? So the girlfriend got there first. She tells me don't start nothing. I said, I didn't start nothing to begin with. What are you talking about? Because, you know, I met him prior. I met him before he fell in love with his girlfriend, Chet La Love. So,
yeah.
So now
hey, LaQuest, check your Facebook, love.
Check my Facebook?
Yeah, I sent you something to Facebook. I sent you an invite.
Send me an invite?
Yeah, I sent you an invite.
Look, I was like, you send me an invite?
I'm sorry, last week's show Thursday, I called in. I was a little tipsy. I was at a party.
Right, you did call in at the last minute.
Yeah, I had to. I had to show love. And then I told you we had another party coming up this week, so I sent you an invite.
Oh.
You're going to write this one.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
well, and the thing is, I've got friends all over. And I get invites to shit I'm nowhere near. But they constantly, you know, like, and, you know, swingers parties, I would love to be at, but it's all the way in Detroit.
That's a whole nother can as far as the swing scene. That's a whole nother show, as a matter of fact. But, you know, that's part of online. I think that's part of online dating as well, because the majority of the people I invite are from online. You know, online groups and stuff. You know?
Where's my invite to one of the parties?
Oh,
nah, definitely will. You send me an invite, I'll come. I make that a promise.
Well,
I make
you know what? My birthday party, November 12th. November
12th,
10 p.m. We also have carpool available, so if you need carpool, let us know in advance.
All right,
November 12th will be my birthday party.
Cool.
Let it see.
BBB coming out for the Clutch birthday party.
You think we can get a carpool from Baton Rouge?
No, you can't get a carpool from Baton Rouge.
y'all better
start on Monday.
I just want to tell you, this pick me up in Manhattan.
y'all better start on
Monday. So the party I'm having is going to be in Manhattan.
Y'all can pick me up from Manhattan. I'll come.
Look at your government name.
The
one that got your government name.
Oh, hold on. Say that again, lady.
Where the party going to be?
Oh, the one I'm going to have is in Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
Ooh,
you can pick me up right on the way.
Highfalutin.
It's going to be in Long Island. No, we don't pick this up. You got to meet us at the Atlantic Mall.
All right. No, I'm just saying, I'm on Atlantic. You can just pick me up off Atlantic.
Meet us at Atlantic Mall, and we'll take you to the party, and some way, somehow, you get home.
All right. That's what's up.
Some way, somehow.
I'm coming out for the club
some
birthday
way,
party. November 12th. I'm serious. I'm coming out for your birthday party. November 12th. All right.
We'll see.
EVB.
EVB, listen. Listen, Stevie. Don't forget
This is recorded on air.
Right. Don't forget your overnight bag.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm bringing that, too.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Bringing that, too.
bring that to it, right. Gotta bring the overnight bag. But that's a whole other can of whip ass right there.
Yeah.
But the
one I'm having this city, you would love to enjoy it. You know, we got our S&M and Dominatrix and the levels.
I
want to
come to. No, it's not.
We got
the
whips. We got the go-go dancers.
Oh, a go-go dancer.
Hey, go-go dancer. I fought it for Manhattan, man. I'm catching the train.
Yeah, that joint is going to be in Manhattan, right in the right on 6th Street between Avenue A and B.
Oh, that's right around the corner from the New Eurekan Cafe.
Yeah.
I've been in Manhattan before, but I've been in Manhattan a couple of times, and I don't know my way around. Now I know it's
that's
a trend at all.
Yeah,
that's
I'm gonna
Lower
be
East Side.
Lower East Side. That's gonna be Friday. We're gonna be at Identity
Bar
and Lounge. You can wear a costume.
I don't want to wear a costume.
Oh, then you don't have to wear a costume.
Oh, okay.
Just bring your sexiness. That's all you gotta do.
Bring it sexy back. Okay, folks. We're talking about everything. We are almost at the top of the hour. Wow, time flies.
Wow.
Time flies when you're reminiscing. Chat line is crazy, though. So I revamped my profile on the chat line. My name is Tropicana. So if you call the large and lovely chat line, 718-280-0010.
Hold on, let me get that number.
It's called the large and lovely chat line for, you know, plus size women and our admirers, you know, so. Ladies, it's free for you guys. You got to pay like $30 for like a half an hour or something like
that. Hell no.
That's the slow right there. Okay.
Yeah, you know, a little shy.
No, I get a female to call.
He's
on three-way.
He go three-way female.
I get a female
you know
to call. Put me on three-way.
But all you going to hear is the men talking.
Uh-huh.
It's that chat line. It's the voice message one.
Right. It's one of those personal ads.
Yeah.
But you know, they have a Vibe Connect line. They have a Vibe line. They have the Lava Life Quest line.
Every time I try Lava Life, I always get the skinny mini females. You know, that's not my style. I can't deal with that.
Well, large and lovely, man. Large and lovely.
Now, let me also tell you, there is another chat line out there. It's a national chat line. It's called Talk 1-to-1. And let's just say if you're a little weak in the knees, let's just say there's a lot of women on there looking for quote-unquote taboo. Yeah, women looking for taboo, men looking for taboo.
Right,
I
normally get the men looking for the taboo, but women are looking for taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I can't do them.
The man thing I'm talking about, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I came across this one woman who said, you know, I love hearing taboo stories, and I love hearing about family fun.
Oh.
Father, like that, you know.
I think that's another thing that turned me off, too, the fact that I started doing phone sex. why talk about it for free when I can get paid $1.99 a minute, right?
Exactly.
I think that's another thing that took me off to the whole chat line thing at that time. It was like I'm getting paid to talk about stuff that I wouldn't get paid for. So hey, tax free.
I can't do party lines, period, man. Cause it's like party lines. Everybody want to argue. I'm tough and all that, man. I'm like, I hang up. I can't deal with that now.
See, what made me slow up though? I was talking to a female in the party line, and you know what caught me was the voice. And I kept telling myself, don't fall for the voice, because you know you could get caught out there. And the voice was on point. I'm talking about this voice was really on point. And she said she was the type of female I like, real big dick and all that. And I went to meet this girl. She was a very, very, very skinny mini. I mean, a skinny, skinny. I was scared to touch her. Like she, it looked like if you pluck her, she'll break. And I'm not really, I'm not all into looks like that. But this girl looked like, how can I put it, a rock face gremlin.
Ow!
Wow!
Yeah, it looked like the thing from Fantastic Four and the gremlin sized the mate and had her. And it was just like,
I'm telling you, what's crazy about this is during the time
where everybody still had the Motorola pages and all that with the cell phone. So, you know, as me being an old chat line veteran that I am, you know your little tricks. So, you know, I got my hand in the pocket. I got, I know my buttons and I'm got it going on. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I got to make some moves right now. I gotta go pick up some things over here. Like, whoa. And then you know what's so bad about Shorty? She swears she was God's gift to every man on earth. She swears she was the best thing in the world.
Forget me about the 49ers. You talk to a chick. Now, that's my chick. You never met the chick in my life. Yo, that's my chick right there.
I got cursed out to these guys. Like, I met this man, and he said you whack, and all types of stuff. And, you know, but one thing you can get, I don't know how they do it, but the guys always find the girls that's going to give them stuff. I don't know how they do it. But you have girls traveling. Like, one girl came down from, I think she was in Boston or something like that, and she came over to New York City, and they had us staying at the cheapest, bloodiest hotel, you know, the Oasis, CVB.
Oh, wow.
Right. That, she brought her child.
I went to my worst enemy there.
Right. He had us staying there, and she met Lottie. Right. She met Shoplifter. She met all these guys. She bought some cell phones. She was buying them cell phones, giving them money, all types of stuff. And, you know,
damn.
Then she got mad at me, and I was like, why are you mad at me for? I don't know. I guess it's just easy to get mad at me.
This is a very, very deep topic. And the thing is, we've got a whole nother hour to talk about it. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. We listen to Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is your one and only black reporter with LaCrush Hearts. And it is 10 o'clock in the East Coast, 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 7 o'clock on the Left Coast. And you've got with us Blessed Child, Stevie B, John, and is there anybody else with us?
You got a lot of people. He's got Lady C, first of all.
Nah, for that, I did forget about Lady C. I'm sorry.
You can't forget about Lady C.
I know where I'm at on your level. I know you. You got somebody else on the brain. That's fine.
You can slap me when you see me again.
What's it, I'm sorry.
We're talking about online dating / chat line stories. If you have any experiences you want to share with us or, you know, adding your two cents, by all means, dial us up 805-830-8320. We got Milwaukee in the building, 414. I see you.
There she is.
Hey.
No, I don't think this is her. Hold on, we'll find out. As soon as my computer. Okay, 414.
Benoodles.
Hey, Benoodles. What's up, Miss PG?
Excuse me?
We haven't heard you.
I am just sitting back listening. You guys are crazy. You said a rock face gremlin? I'm going to have to mute that.
Welcome back, PG.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, PG.
Hey.
Now, PG, I'm not gonna do like I was gonna do your girl and talk about those so-called hackers after what you saw Sunday night, but I'll leave that alone.
Oh, wow.
You watch sports, baby?
Well, what?
You watch sports?
Yes, I watch sports sometimes.
Oh.
Actually, I watch. I like to watch people win.
Oh, you should. Well, I was about to say you should enjoy my Saints winning against Indianapolis.
Black sport. Right, he going in, right?
I'm gonna deal with him at a later.
What happened to the show, PG?
What you say?
So what happened to the show?
My partner is going through things to get a location moving. I'm thinking about coming back myself. I'm not letting out any more details other than that. So trust and believe, I ain't forget about you guys.
Okay, that's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We still
this
love
is
you.
In action. All right, so we also got the 228 hold us down. Where is the 228?
In Mississippi. This is not what this is.
228? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You know what? Bless, was that you, Bless?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It really caught me off guard for a minute. He almost had me for a minute. Yeah. All right, folks, you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. Once again, we're talking about online dating / chat line stories / all types.
Real quick, I want to go back to Stevie. Stevie had a conversation going before the top of the hour. I was getting ready to mention, you really want to know about the voices, what really throws you off are these who really have their voice, I mean, to where it sounds like a woman. And unless they come
like
out and tell you straight
now.
Up, huh?
They look like women too now. I have a complaint about that too. They look like women too now.
Look prettier than
we do. They look prettier than some real women. I took somebody to the club from the chat line, and he almost got me beat up. But that's another story. Go ahead, Black.
That's another show.
No, that's just another story. But go ahead.
That's how they say it.
It's
that high voice, and they practice.
Well, no, I mean, but some of these come out and say that yes, I am a transsexual
or transgender,
mm-hmm. And the voice sounds just like a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it, I mean, it's scary. It's scary to an extreme.
That's why I never meet nobody else in the chat room. I don't care how sexy you sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the chat line is a dangerous place. I met this guy one Friday. I was bored. I was like, hey, I want to do something. Let's do something. So the guy was like, okay, I'll do something. I'll go with you. You know, so I met up with this guy. First of all, I'm 5'6". He was like 5'1". Okay. And we went to Manhattan, Lois, we was in a village or whatever, and I happened to bump into one of my friends who happened to be a gay man. He's like, oh, I'm going to this bar, you should come, you know, chill with us, check out my show, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, fine, you know, I'll do that. You know, I went down and we went into this bar, and I guess he didn't realize that it was all, you know, gay, transgender at this bar. But, you know, we were chilling. We bought drinks, and, you know, he was ordering his drinks, and he was throwing them back. He was ordering his drinks and throwing them back. Now, he got to go to the bathroom. You got to go to the bathroom. So he goes into the bathroom, and, you know, there's transgender there, you know, the girls looking the way they looking, you know, and stuff like that. So he starts rapping for one of the girls. Her man is 6'7". That's all I know. I'm at the bar. All I hear is yelling. and this little 5'1" dude talking about, yeah, whatever, meet me outside. And I'm like, wait, hold up, what happened? And mind you, close the time, so once you leave, you can't get back into the building. And I can't leave somebody that came with me. I feel irresponsible if I just let him go out there by himself. You know, so I run out there, and this guy's 6'7", and this other guy's 5'1", but he's really ready. And he's like, holding this guy by his head, like, you need to get your friend. And I'm like, wait, hold up, what happened?
My friend?
Right, he's my friend. They're like, you need to get your friend. And I'm really having to drag this dude, like, he's my child, by the hand. He's like, let's go. You know, I'm mad. And I'm mad. And the girl comes out, and she starts yelling and carrying on, and she's like 6'2". I'm like, this is what you hollering at, guy? But there were some bad females in there. When I tell you, Black Reporter, I'm talking about the small waist, the bosom, all that. They were some bad females in there on point. You didn't see no Adam's apple. You didn't see no After Five shadow.
I just came back to the phone. I got lost. What's going on?
I need to go there.
I'm all over
no,
New Orleans.
No, they're not real females. Bless no, you don't go there.
They're not real females.
No, they're not real females.
Oh, hell no.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They wasn't real females.
Time out. Can y'all help Stevie B? I just came back to the phone, and all I heard was no Adam's apple.
Right. I was talking about my experience that I took a chatliner with me to get drinks at a gay/trans in the bar. Okay, but it was my fault because I took them, and I guess he forgot, or, you know, he didn't realize that it was all, you know, trannies and gay dudes in there. And he tried to holler at one, and her boyfriend is like 6'7".
He
want to fight
ass
him.
Up over.
No, he was
wait,
really
wait, wait, wait. Her boyfriend was
6'7"?
He wasn't 6'7"?
Huh?
Her boyfriend was 6'7"? He wasn't 6'7"?
Right, her boyfriend was 6'7". He was a regular dude. He was 6'7". And he was fine as hell, but he was going to beat his ass. And I'm trying to yank him, you know. I'm trying to pull him by the hand like he's my child. Let's go.
What happened was, you took him to a spot. He got drinks. He realized it was a gay bar. But when you see something that looked like a female with no Adam apple, usually you in the cool breathing. Either she a lesbian or she bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
So his mind probably got switched up and he ready to holler.
His mind got switched up. Got me knocked out. Because, you know, they came out running outside and carrying on. I ain't never been knocked out over a train.
What the hell? You gotta get knocked out over a train? Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, my.
He was like, I wasn't doing nothing. I was just trying to talk to her. I was being cordial. Nobody told her to be in the man's bathroom.
She's a man, fool.
He was drinking. Don't serve me.
His name was Ghost, a.k.a. Max. His name was Max,
yeah. You gotta be like, that's a boy.
Right, like, that's a dude. And it wasn't my intention to deceive him. My friend, we just happened to bump into my friend, and my friend was like, I'm about to do my show. Come down here and check out my show. That was it. So I'm like, okay, fine. Now, I didn't realize until I got there what it was, but hey, they got drinks, they got a free show. Why not go and watch, right?
That's a story right there. I got knocked out. I talked to a trainer.
That's a story you really keep to yourself.
That's a story you keep to yourself.
I just was saying hello.
I was just saying hello. The guy was like, don't talk to my man, you know, don't talk to my girl, and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, of course.
And, you know, it was crazy. We get outside, I have to yank this dude up myself, like, come on, let's go.
I'm trying not to get killed.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get killed. you know, I'm like, I can't do that for you, you know? Like,
oh, my goodness.
I can't do that for you. The guy was right, like, only a strict of, like, okay, let's go. You know, he was like, all right. And I'm pulling this guy, like, really by the hand, pulling him, and I actually took him down the block to another bar, but we ended up leaving early. He played it cool in that bar. We ended up leaving early, though. That was a crazy night. Talk about eventful. Right.
No shit.
Nigga about to get knocked out over a train. That shit kills me. I can't get over that right there.
Yeah.
Well, got another caller. Hold on, folks. We got another caller
from the 228.
They want to be back on here. Hey, 228. What's
your name? Where are you from? Hello. Don't put me on blast like that, please.
Oh, put you on blast. Yeah, I wanted to be anonymous. Well, you are anonymous. I still don't know who you are. Well, I want to say I recognize a few voices. Yours.
I think I know who this 228 is.
You think?
be that way, girl. Crush, you know who this is.
I do?
Yeah. You haven't talked to her on the phone.
I don't know who she is. Who you is?
Boy, she's not my wife.
Is
that
you do, Bless.
Is that,
check the name that I call you, Blessy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Fine, and you?
Yeah. I'm good. Welcome to the show. I don't know who
I know who she is. Yes, I do.
I think I know who it is because of the number you said it was Mississippi, so I think I know who it is, but you know they want to be anonymous. Okay, hi, Jessica. So, anybody else having Catalonic experiences they want to share with us? Okay, I'll mess up over a dude that got to get beat up over a tree. What'd you say, Bless?
What's the mess up with dude about to get beat over a dude?
Yeah, I'm still, wow.
Yeah. He called me that following morning. He said, thanks for the good time. And we ain't never talk after that. Never. We ain't never talk after that. Thanks for the good time. He called me and said, thanks for the good time. I laughed it off and we laughed at it and that was it. I was like, wow, that was our conversation. That was it.
You do shows too? You do shows too? I would never want to go to none of his after hours parties.
I had one that I met, came over.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So my mother.
Right, we don't know when it comes to Lady C stories with her and Jody. I think Jody was a chat liner, I'm just saying.
Miss 228, I know you've got a story to tell.
You never hit me, Jody.
No, I don't.
Liar.
Right, liar.
I surely don't.
That's your story. You stick it to it.
Hey, I know a guy who traveled from Detroit to St. Louis. He was supposed to marry her. Got there, she was already married.
Wow.
That's too much work.
He moved. She got it in an apartment and everything, and he moved. And we got there a week and found out, oh, she's already married.
Oh, that's harsh.
I'm like,
All right, Bless Group. I'm in Bless Group. Bless got some people in his group. Ooh. Yeah. Enoch? Oh my God! I need to. Oh, bless. All right.
Wait, what am I missing here? What are you doing, bro?
I'm in Blessed Paradise looking at the smashing and the passing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Blessed Paradise.
All right. You got the invite, LaCrosse?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. I'm surprised she's not in the group yet.
Huh?
I was just saying I'm surprised she's not in the group yet.
What you mean?
In Blessed Paradise.
In the kids.
I am in Blessed Paradise. That's what I'm looking at now.
Oh, okay.
This man just really tried to suck in his stomach so his dick looks bigger.
The sad part about my group is I have a female come out male like, "Dad, you need to shave." And an hour later, the dude come on the page shaving this shit. I'm like, "Damn, dude, where you do that at?" When a female that you never know make you shave.
Bless, how many groups do you have?
I got two. I got an all female group, and I got Blessed Paradise.
Wow, you finally found a name to stick with it, huh?
I got two groups. I'll be in my all-female group, man, because, you know the other group, you got this and this. I don't want to see all that. I want to see all females. That's why I made an all-female group.
So that means I'm not invited.
Yeah, I invite you because you're my big bro. Mm-hmm. I don't even say nothing on it, man. I don't say nothing on it. I let them do their thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I would say that.
I got you.
You have to cut that out soon, Black Reporter.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to cut that out. You might as well absorb it all while you can.
Exactly.
He wouldn't say anything. When?
Hey.
Took a picture. She ain't got no space.
You're wrong.
She took a picture between her TV and her bed, and she ain't got no space in there.
Okay.
Like the type of pictures y'all be taking, man, is off the hook. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna look, but damn, I'm like, damn.
Who was that, Byron?
Yes, it is, and I love him. Girl, I'm meeting him.
And when I like him.
That's my dude. I got his phone number. That's why I put him on my page.
Look, I don't need his number.
He need to come to my show.
I'll set that up for you.
He be going in, though. He definitely be going in.
I'll set that up for you.
He definitely be going in.
Don't tease that girl like that.
Don't do that. Don't set it up. I ain't ready for him yet. I still gotta get my Flash Brown on here.
I got who brought ads to my page? Capri Style. I'm like, damn. You did me a favor right there. I got Capri Style on my page too.
Ooh, look at these girls. You got some women on here, boy.
I got her on there. I got Pinky on. He had Pinky on there.
Now, this is in Paradise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pinky,
I haven't gone to Paradise today.
What's
he talking about? That chick ain't retiring. They always say they retire. As soon as they come out of retirement.
Oh, hi, Julia. Julius is fine. Ooh.
Hey, LaCrosse, when we get what's name back on your show?
Who's a what's a name? I never had a what's a name on my show.
I mean, Supreme Diva.
Supreme Diva? I don't know. She been wanting to come back.
You know, as a matter of fact, I heard something about Supreme Diva recently. Did she have a birthday? Oh, yeah, she had a birthday recently. That's what it was.
My birthday's coming up.
Yeah,
I know that.
I'm getting ready for LaCrosse's birthday.
My birthday coming up. I'm going to be 30-something.
30-something?
just say something.
You gonna have fried chicken at your birthday party?
Am I gonna have fried chicken at my birthday party? I don't know yet. I don't know what the menu's gonna be. Because whatever the menu's
gonna be. If you don't, I'm bringing my own bucket. I'm not sharing.
Are you gonna share, bro?
All my Scorpios.
You know he likes his chicken.
We're gonna have the baby oil you after the birthday party.
I got a mind to bring some Popeyes.
I know that. But it's between, I was thinking about making barbecue chicken because the last time I made it, they ate that up. So I was thinking, you know, barbecue chicken maybe, and or macaroni salad or something, you know.
It's not fried chicken. I'm throwing it at people.
You know,
hell wrong with you.
You know, the fried chicken is cool and dandy, but the fried chicken is just so toxic.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, though. It's not fried chicken. Exactly. I'm throwing it at people. They're like, yo.
I'm feeding the party, like, yo, dude. Like, you
know. Can we get some bananas?
Who you invited?
It's her birthday.
Huh?
Exactly. Get some barbecue rib chips.
Can we get some banana pudding in there?
No.
Some chocolate cake?
What about some chocolate pudding?
I'm going to buy me a cake and say happy birthday to Crush and all that good stuff. I just don't know what it's going to be.
And no, it's not going to be big enough for her to jump out of.
All right, I'm going to just bring some pudding.
Some pudding? Bring it, dude.
Trying to eat pudding off of her? Some chocolate pudding, some banana pudding.
I'm coming with my shoes with the fish tanks in them, with the fish in the shoes.
Oh,
I feel you right there, blood.
Wait a minute. Are we also talking about the platform shoes with the heels and the fish in them?
The fish tank joints.
I'm like, yo, what happened, pimping? You dig?
No, you're not.
I need to go buy some y'all some silky pajamas.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to go out and get
some silky pajamas and some clean socks, some brand new socks. I'm at the pajamas, you know, the one pajamas with the butt flap on it.
By the way. Crush.
Hey, I'm gonna go get me some footsie pajamas.
You know you should have a color coded party. men all in one color, women all in one color, and then hey.
Like a red and white party.
I'm like, yeah.
Damn, Black and Border, like big boat, man. We in 2010, 11.
If they want to wear a green satin pajama set, let them wear it.
No, I'm going to come looking like a big old Smurf. I'm wearing the footsie pajamas. Like, you know,
big old Smurf.
I bought me a little black nightie. It's lacy, and I bought me some lacy drawers, and I got my lacy robe, and I gotta wear some black socks. I'm being all
now,
black.
Now, of course that those cuffs are gonna be very, very lacy. I was assuming.
Huh?
Those cuffs are gonna be very, very lacy. I was assuming.
Right, I think I'm gonna be lacy,
but
I'm not planning on wearing it for too long.
I'm coming up here with a straw hat and some cut off jeans.
Ew!
Don't give me
a toothpick with a toothpick in my mouth.
Ooh, no. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hello, senor. Like, how you doing? No.
Folks, we've been in here 90 minutes and haven't played one song.
Right, it's an all talk show right now. Y'all realize that? We down to the last half an hour. We got 30 minutes remaining on the clock. You're listening to Soul Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320. Right now, we have my co-host, Black Reporter. We have John in Ohio still representing. We got Stevie B in East New York, Brooklyn. We got Lady C in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We got the Anonymous in Mississippi. And we also got Blessed Child in Trenton, New Jersey. There we go. I think I know who the 228 is. I just don't know who 228 is. They just be inquiring.
What's 228, Chris?
Huh?
Who is 228?
I don't know.
I know who he is.
I'm
curious
about who 228.
I know you're from Camp Super Fluffy.
Of course I am.
Right, you're from the camp, so I know that much. I'm not sure. I know Shamika's in St. Louis.
Oh, God. I'm going to leave that alone right there.
Shut up, boy. All
right. So, I'm doing the process of elimination right now. So
it's right. Someone who hasn't been on here.
I know.
She always told me that she doesn't have time.
Well, she's here now, so thank you for tuning in and joining our conversation. I need me some of that. What happened, Lacey? Lacey.
Bad thought. I had a thought. That's all. We should call the online.
You wanna know.
We should call the chat line.
We should go with chat line.
Oh,
we can't do that. Which one you want to call? We can't do that. I'm going to check the
message.
Get
away.
Don't get me started. I'll call her right now. I don't even know now. Damn. I'm bad.
Nikki, you should know better than that.
What?
Welcome to New York's preferred line for meeting plus-size, voluptuous ladies and the gentlemen who adore them. You must be an adult over 18 to use this service. Now, get ready to join the action and listen carefully.
Now, the question is, which side are you going to go on?
If you're a...
No, I'm not going to do that.
Teasing people. That's wrong.
I know, right?
You don't need to know the number anyway, Black Reporter.
I know, right? What's the number you got, Black Reporter? What's the two? What's the talk 101?
It's 509-676-1000.
I don't even know if I can even do that right now.
Let me dial. Hold on a second.
No, don't dial. Get back here. Don't go nowhere. What are you doing? Okay, let me dial. No, don't go nowhere.
What's the one you dial, LaCrosse? The big and sticky woman?
Right, that's for the large and lovely.
Oh, okay, large and lovely.
And the men that adore us.
Well, you know, Ted has a group
in romance. Men, press 1. Women, press 2.
That's what
I'm saying.
Right, that's what I said. You gotta press a...
Men, press 1. Women, press 2. All callers must be 18 years of age. If you're a minor, please hang up now. Listener discretion is advised. Do not pre-screen callers and assume no liability when you meet with someone through our service. For your convenience, you can fast forward through most prompts. To skip the milk.
Oh, I thought
that's the
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
That cat knocked my phone over.
The cat want to get on, too. Hey, kitty.
Hey, they got a thing, if anybody's interested, they're on Facebook. It's FanFest. It's going to be in Las Vegas either in June or July of next year. I don't know if anybody's got Facebook, but look it up. One of your guest hosts is going to be the special appearance there. On this. Norma Stitz.
Oh.
going to be in Las Vegas. It's FanFest.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the name of it. I'm not sure. Somebody was talking to me on Facebook about it. Somebody might want to look it up, though. That's something mighty big not to pass up.
Why? It's too far for me.
Shit, I can't afford it. The farthest I can afford to come is New York. Oh, hey. When I first got my Facebook page started, I was talking to one of my relatives.
And
this woman was weird as hell. She butted in on my conversation. She was married and asked me, did I think she was good looking? I said, why? And she said something about, you don't like the way I look? Man, I deleted the bitch, man, because she was weird. I mean, you also got to be very careful of who you pick as your Facebook friends and stuff, too. Because there are some weirdos out there.
That's what that weirdo
is.
People get mad at me because I don't respond back. Oh, you get mad at me. Sure, but they just like, y'all be talking about the weirdest stuff. Black Reporter, you still on that chat line?
No, hold on. You didn't have a chance. You do. I heard he was going on detail, so I didn't want to mess up his story. So.
Right, that's why I had to mute you. But right, I can't do it because I can't dial out. I can only dial out on my phone, so you can't really press.
Hold on, what's the number? No. Oh, man, ain't no skinny bras, man. Ugh. No way, man.
Oh, I was thinking of becoming anorexic.
Oh, wow.
She said I was thinking about becoming anorexic.
Who wants a skinny woman? You're moving the wrong way. They're going to break.
I don't know. I've been on my porn sites, actually. And there's women out there taking stuff or doing stuff that I just wouldn't do. Like, that would not be me doing that, you know? Like,
Yeah.
A lot of skinny women put themselves out there, you know? Like, I can't do that. CVB.
No, itty bitty titty committee. No way, man.
Baby.
Come on, get up on the phone, honey. There you go, sweetheart. Yeah, you're on the air now.
Blessed with breath.
Meow for everybody. Come on, you're on the air now.
I do not know why I pulled the condom off. I don't even know why I pulled the condom off. I'm mad as hell now.
You shouldn't have put your face in
the condom.
What
the hell?
Now I'm mad as shit.
It was nasty, but you put your face all up in it.
No, that's when it was real nasty and shit.
Man.
I'm mad at myself.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting annoyed.
Why you think I ran to the bathroom and washed my face off? I ain't doing five times. It was one and a half times.
No, it was one and a half times.
It was that other dude. And plus, matter of fact, I'm not going to Maury. Where's the baby come? We going on Maury Povich. We going on Maury
Povich. Povich.
Wow.
This shit.
Is that the chat line, Stevie?
That was chat line days.
That was chat line all over it.
And I got lost because my TV show came on. I was sitting there watching. I'm sitting here watching Sons of Anarchy at the same time.
Oh, no.
Who
called
that just now? That was
phone up. Come on,
who,
be a good girl.
Who called that just now? Who was that? Who called that? Hello?
It was Stevie, I bet you.
Stevie, was that you who called?
No, that wasn't me. I was watching Sons of Anarchy.
Who called
that?
That
was me.
That was you? Oh.
No, that wasn't me.
Bless, give me that number.
That wasn't me.
What's
what number was that you called, Bless?
Bless, give me that number. Right.
I'm good, so I don't know about that. It's in my phone, but I don't know. Oh, you want the number?
Wait a minute, what chat line was that, Bless?
That had to be old school.
That
was great. The New Jersey donut or something.
Because I got the Brooklyn donut.
That was Philly. That was a Philly
number
baby.
No.
Yeah, we know that. I got one. I got the Brooklyn donut right here in front of me.
Nobody be on them donuts. No.
Yes, they do. Oh, the Brooklyn donut be packed. It be packed lately now.
He said, I had to wash myself off.
he said it was five times.
I'm going to Maury.
It was one and a half.
Wow.
That good?
Oh,
damn.
That was one of the best.
So, folks, that was just an example of a chat line we're talking about right
yeah.
there.
But, you know, your man Lottie back. I put him on a Brooklyn donut last night.
Oh, word? Man. Lottie
and quarter water.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all
gotta give me those numbers.
Lottie Dottie.
Oh, the Brooklyn donut is
218-339-1275.
Right,
I knew that. I got that number. Nobody be on it.
They be on it now. They be on that one.
They transfer
you
to different ones,
so. No, what is it? When you call that one? What they did was they connect all the talkie.com numbers. They connected to that one line now, so it'd be everybody. It'd be Philly, South Carolina, North Carolina, New York, Jersey, all over on that one.
Got buses up in here. Oh, man, I don't realize how easy the chat line can be.
What I call it is 218-844-3731.
What's
them first four numbers besides the area code?
218-844-3731.
Yes. 31, all right.
John, I bet not hear you.
The talk one to one nightline. Facebook tomorrow, man. I'll make a call.
The talk one to one chat line is 509-676-1000. That's nationwide.
That sounds like it's a lot of work.
Wait, you just like your fingers do the walking.
Sound like a lot of work. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about mentally. A lot of work mentally,
huh? All right,
folks. Tune in to Fall Fantasy Radio Live. Are we going to play a song? No.
Actually, I don't think so tonight.
Not tonight.
I mean, we've gone this far without one.
Yeah. Let's go, man. Let's have an all night orgy.
That's not much work too.
Yeah, you got enough people.
It's not even. It's too many pits.
All right, I'm not even going to repeat that one.
All right.
Hi, mate.
I don't like hair anyway.
Right, we just got quiet.
Oh, be that way.
If I could be the first one.
All right, so we're going to go down the line because a lot of us, so we're going to go down early and try to get those last-minute shout-outs in. Starting at the bottom, working our way up. Bless Child, you got any shout-outs or dedications or anything you want to say? Your final message?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course, you tell me to shout out to the show, man. Shout out to everybody on here, man. That's so loud, you know. That's all I got to say, man. It's not, man. Be good. You're going to be good, man. I'm talking on bottles at you.
Yeah,
I got a line.
Greatly appreciate it, bro.
What about you, John?
Yeah, I want to say a big hello to my sister who just had heart surgery. She's doing good. To all you people on the chat line, love y'all, man.
Okay.
But God bless y'all, man.
Yeah, I like to. You know, I like to give a big shout out to you, LaQuaz, Black Reporter, everybody here. I enjoy calling in, having a good time. Also, I hope to see everybody this Friday. Like I said, I'm having an event downtown Manhattan on East 6th Street between Avenue A and B at Club Identity. We got the great drink special. Please come in, support, show some love. No cover charge. Free all night.
Wait. Charge. Crush, did you charge him?
Huh?
Did you charge him for the free plug?
Did you charge him for the free plug? I know, right? I should get it free. That's it. My admission should be free. That's my.
Well, the admission is free all night for everyone.
I know. Go ahead. Who else is next? Lady C, any final
thoughts? Shout out to everybody here. Had a good time again. And those who listen, join us sometime. Get in on the party.
Right.
Maybe.
Who was that from the 228? Was it Nessie?
It was probably Nessie, yeah.
I figured that was her.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Did Sharika come in here?
No.
Okay.
As I said, she's from St. Louis. And,
yeah, he's in St. Louis. So.
Process of elimination, you know? Okay, so, folks, we still got.
Happy birthday, baby.
We still got 15 minutes. Okay, so my birthday is the 9th, but it falls on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So November 8th.
Oh, the 8th for the peanut gallery.
So November 8th and November 10th, it be canceled. All right, folks, so I'll let y'all know in advance, November 8th and November 10th may be canceled, but you can follow us on Twitter at www.blahblahblah. I'm going to say Twitter. www.facebook.com/heartsradio. You can also join our group, Camp Super Fluffy. We're looking for new members now. That's www.facebook.com/group/Camp Super Fluffy. We're looking for new fans, add new members.
No love on that.
A lot of members.
Please send me the info on your birthday party, LaQuaz.
Huh?
What?
Please send me that info on your birthday party, love.
You ain't coming. It's a party. It's not a regular party. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. I gotta come out for
your birthday. I gotta show you birthday.
It's gonna be sex and nudity and all types of stuff. So, you know, you got sensitive eyes and ears. You don't need
if
to be
if you can't handle it, don't get in the kitchen.
All right, listen. For your birthday party, I'll break out my toy bag that I got back.
I might not even be able to talk to you for long, and I'm gonna be on my back.
Damn, TV.
Hey, I ain't say you gotta talk to me, but I'm saying for your birthday party, I clear the dust off my toy bag in the closet.
I'm gonna be in transition. Like, hey, how you doing? Woo!
Yeah. Sampling here, sampling there.
I'm gonna be in the corner with my five
tonight.
Right, it's gonna be a transition. Like, woo.
Hey, listen, you know, I gotta come in here and be like, I'm sugar free.
Right.
ain't gonna make the same.
Well, I'm being a quarter of my fried chicken growl at people. Oh.
hey, you better shut up that fried chicken, homie.
You
got
fried chicken.
Hey, listen. We be like some pit bulls in there with some fried chicken. Now I get hungry.
I did that though. My last party, I had made fried chicken, and I had made barbecue chicken, like half barbecue, half fried.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking of having the macaroni and cheese.
Hey, send me a little to my house, okay, man? We'll have a over the phone talk.
Yo, Chris, you got to give me a call after the show. You got to give me a call.
I don't know. Your number always changed, so you call me. My number's always the same.
Nah, it's the same number. It's just today I called you from the house phone instead of the cell phone.
No, 347-POOR-BBW. That's my number.
All right, I got you.
My number actually spell out POOR-BBW. I'm a POOR-BBW. So.
Oh, you say 4-BBW or call BBW?
No, 4, POOR. I'm a poor black, big black woman in the ghetto. So
get out of the ghetto.
So 7 1
now
347-4 BBW.
Well, let me ask you this: did you ask for it like that, or did it just happen to fall that way?
No, I made it like that.
Okay.
Oh wow. So 347 4 BBW.
Where my lady see at? I'm here. Lacey.
Hey.
Okay. How you doing,
Aditi?
How you doing? I was watching the D&D the other day.
Good.
Baby. Hey. I was watching the
D&D the other day. Oh, your voice is intoxicating and sexy.
Ooh, man.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Treat her like a lady.
Wow.
Y'all like that, right?
Yeah. Nice little drop.
That actually came out good.
It came out right.
Oh,
yeah. What's today? Tuesday?
Today is.
Yeah. All day long.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I got with for Thursday to hit my lady see again. Man.
Today is the last Tuesday of the month. Today is the last Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, it is.
Miss Parker.
Nobody gets late on the weekend.
Sounds like you got somebody who is on your tail this week. Oh, shit, he on your tail every week.
My lady said.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It means that way a lot of times.
Yeah, it means that way sometimes.
No, not sometimes. A lot of times.
if he saw the fullness of me, he would probably...
This is true. This is true.
So damn sexy when she talks, man.
Ooh, though. Okay, John.
Oh, Lord. Got her turning colors now. Got her blush.
Say that about me.
Man, hold on. Where's my bottle wet, man? Because I heard something I don't want to hear. Where's my...
Coca-Cola bottle.
Y'all are too much. You know, this is chat line dating. We're going to find you a date, lady.
I need a date.
A bottle at you.
No, we need you for president, baby. LaCrush Heart.
I got the new school bottles. I got the old school.
The sick one.
Yeah, Coca-Cola bottle.
Glass,
Coca-Cola.
Oh, boy, y'all are crazy.
I might
not be able to see it, drinking. I need some of that.
I agree.
So, Bless, too. You on Facebook as Bless Child?
Yes.
I have to look for you.
He's there. He's one of my friends.
Oh, you one of your friends?
I had to start looking up Facebook again.
I get my computer back. Oh, I'm back home. Yay! I'm out of school.
All right.
Sit down, Chris.
Now, Crush.
Huh?
Crush. What you were talking about, was that in Paradise or was that in Bless's other group?
What?
The pictures you were supposed to be talking about earlier.
Oh, no, I was looking at
Paradise.
In Paradise.
In Paradise, okay.
No. You can't go there. You're not allowed there.
Oh, excuse me?
You're not allowed to go there anymore.
I'm still a man. I may not necessarily be a free man, but I'm still a man.
Hey, big bro, Baby T has spoken.
Oh, excuse me, Bless.
All right.
Excuse me, little brother. Damn, I didn't realize that that was that strong.
See how he just turned on you?
Huh?
Ooh, titties.
Ooh.
Eyes or titties?
Breakfasts.
Dang. She from France?
Yeah. Who was able to say it like that? Breakfast.
Oui, monsieur. Poupou, caca.
Poupies.
But you know what else is fucked up is those people that make them fake profiles.
No, don't bring that up, man. That's gross.
Don't go there.
There's a lot of fake celebrity profiles on there. It's crazy.
Oh yeah. They ain't gotta be vain celebrity. No, the one where they put a picture on and you know it's a picture that they took and put on there.
Mm-hmm.
A picture of something else they put on there.
Right. Somebody else.
If people so dumb, these celebrities right here, how the hell are they going to be on Facebook 24 hours a day?
Right.
Yeah.
And then the ones who put their...
They got their kids on there for them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And people don't realize I'm dealing with entertainment.
Ain't you got your woman already, Mr. Bless?
You don't kill fine.
Ooh.
Not
Bless
working out. I like Lady C. I'm leaving her at that.
Okay. Leave it like that.
Ooh, it's like that, huh? And that's
it's
the
like
way
that.
It is.
That's the way it is.
The way it is. You're old school shuffle for the night.
Hmm.
Your old school sample for tonight.
I know, right?
Black reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody got any brownies?
Oh, no. We're not going with brownies again.
Hash? Hash brownies. And there's two kinds, a special kind, too.
What's a special kind?
Hash.
Oh, you talking about serious brownies. We were just talking about weed.
That's
we were just talking about weed and the brownies.
And these brownies will knock you on your ass.
All right, folks.
Yes.
Black reporter, say your final thoughts.
Okay. Yes, I still do love my lady. My lady.
Your show rules, honey.
Love you, Crush. Love you, Lady C. And, of course, Gwen, you my boo. And...
Oh, I don't know how to call her your boo. That is not what you call her. That ain't even right. Go ahead.
She basically called me. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted.
Hurry up, you got 30 seconds.
What time there was has ceased to be, there's no more. Yesterday's gone, forget about it. Tomorrow's here, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play anything you wanted to hear, you didn't hear it because we didn't play anything. On your face for the big smile, we will see you in a little while. A little while meaning Thursday night. And until then, you are in, and Crush and I are out. Late, y'all.
We were playing music, just haven't been loud.
I don't know.
Bye,
honey.
I'm going to Blake.
Sing, baby.
And
I gotta
say, this is one of my favorite songs
right
here.
I'm going
America's
Most Idol.
Good night, all.
Peace out, folks.
Love you, Crush.